Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. A quick programming announcement before we give you the latest in futures. That is, today is a USDA reporting day, and USDA will be releasing its latest crop production and WASDE reports this morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. We'll have special coverage of those reports this afternoon at 12:39, 12:40, right in there, with Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. We'll get the reaction to the report as futures move, and we'll look at how the numbers set up the next 30 days of trade with Kurt. Let's go ahead and check and see how futures are trading now, though, ahead of the report. Hard red winter wheat, December at 7.01, is down 2.5. Soft December wheat is 6.48.5, up 1.25. September corn, 4.64¾, now a half, down 1.25. December, 4.55¼, up 2. August soybeans, 13.54, up 13.25. September, 12.42¾. Now 43 and even, now 43.25, up 24.75. November is 12.09¼. And they're up 27. August soybean meal, 425, up 450. September, 401.40, up 1080. August soybean oil, 41.77, up 37. And September at 42.04, up 54, now up 55. August live cattle, 123.50, up a dollar. August feeders, 154, up 15. And August lean hogs at 101.40, up 87.5.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal. Good morning, Kurt. Hello, Kurt. Okay, we're going to have to get back to Kurt in just a moment. While we do that, let me go ahead and let you know that Pinnacle Foods is buying Wishbone salad dressings from Unilever for $580 million. Combined annual sales, which include the liquid and dry mix salad dressings under the Wishbone and Western brands, total about $190 million. Unilever PLC will continue to produce the brands for an undetermined period of time under a third-party manufacturing agreement. Pinnacle said today it plans to invest $40 million to $50 million to consolidate production at one of its existing facilities and leverage its supply chain. Should have Kurt on the line now. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It is a USDA report day. What are your anticipations?
Well, the market's already anticipating, you know, some optimistic bean numbers. Beans are taking over leadership and have been for the last couple trading sessions. When you look at the supply-demand balance sheet on beans, it's you know, it's got hefty carry out for this coming crop year. But yet, ideas are that yield's not going to be up to expectations, and acres are, you know, still debatable. So ideas are the supply-demand balance sheet on beans could tighten up here as we move down the road. Plus, too, we're looking at somewhat of a dry forecast here for the next 10 days or so in the central part here. I know there's some areas continuing to receive rain. I'd like to see a little drier pattern, but there's some areas that's been missing out on moisture. Then plus, too, these temperatures have not been optimum up to the max here where we can really max out the benefit of the summer heat for, say, for growing conditions. So the trade's a little optimistic on the beans, on ideas that now we're above $12 in the November. Maybe we can move on up to that 12.25 level basis November futures.
Does all that you talk about also result in a reduction in ending stocks for soybeans?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the average trade estimates, ending stocks are expected to be lower here again. On the old crop, we're looking about 125 on this new crop, 295 there in July, and expect to be down about 270 million bushels. So the ending stocks number continues to shrink a little bit. But, you know, it's optimistic short term, but, you know, when we look longer term, we're still going to have to look at the world supply-demand balance sheet. And the idea is that the southern hemisphere, barring no weather concerns, during their growing season could, put ample supplies in the world market here as we go into next spring.
Turn your attention to corn. You know, as I look out the window and think about weather conditions and having now been in this chair for a decade, it feels to me like this year is a lot like 2009, where you potentially could see a pretty big increase in yield from July in corn, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger all the way into January.
Well, when you look at, there's a few holes out there, of course, and the crop is, kind of late in some areas. When you look at ear counts, plenty of ears, and when you look at some of the kernel counts and the ability to fill out clear to the tip and hold that, there's quite a bit of potential there still. Talking guys here in Centralia and all, talking, 280 potential, and not everybody's in that good of a position. But, if that holds true here going into this fall, we're going to have a huge, huge crop to work with here as we move into this winter.
And the trade pricing in a little bit larger ending stocks for corn, I think. So the question becomes, how bearish would the report have to get for futures to make another leg-ish down like the 4.25 or thereabouts? In other words, how much have we already wrung out of the numbers and the move that we've seen in futures to the levels that we are now relative to what we think the crop is?
Well, the average trade estimates is just under 2 billion bushels on carryout. If we come in at 2.1 billion bushel carryout, that set the stage to move on down to the $4 level basis December futures. I think it's going to be a two-step process. One step is going to take place this morning here on the production and fine-tuning demand a little bit. But as we move on down, I think, there's still a questionable number of the harvested acre number.
So what's the trader to do?
Well,
and I'm talking about a hedger, please.
Well, as a hedger, the obvious question would be what to do would signify the guy probably's not sold up, especially after we've gone down a dollar. Whenever the market goes down, you never have enough sold. When it goes up, you've always got too much sold. But at this point in time, I would put a price floor in and protect yourself in case the thing would drop on another 50 cents on corn or another dollar in beans. And not really commit to the cash right this present time, but at least have some paper protection to the downside. I think that gives you the most flexibility and your ability to sort of zig and zag here as we go through the rest of the marketing year.
We could be talking about APH levels at some point.
Possible, but you got to remember the end user's not bought up also. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that means we're going to go sharply higher, but they're chomping at the bit, and as corn approaches $4, they're going to be quite eager to start getting some grain purchased and getting it on the books. The producer, he feels there's sample storage around. Producer's fairly comfortable on cash flow right at the moment. For the most part, you need cash.
Okay.
But for the most part, there's no urgency to make some marketing to generate cash right at the moment. So it's going to be nip and tuck, and I think basis to do his job this fall.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. December corn, 453.5 up a quarter, and November soybeans are 1206.75 up 24.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.